Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. What I'm going to show is for you, those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, you're not just here to get rich. You're here to live a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you have greater capacity to bless the lives of others. Thank you for joining us today. You guys have been binging. You've been sharing. Appreciate the questions as you guys reach out. I'll tell you, these questions inspire the topics that we have. So if you have those, shoot us an email, info@moneyripples.com, and say, here's topics we would like to see on this show. As a quick reminder as well, be sure to go to our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. There are new videos coming out, additional content. If you want to take your education deeper than it is today, go check that out now. All right, guys. So I want to talk about a question that comes up in my mind, but I'm sure it comes up in a lot of people's minds too, because many of the questions you've been asking me is, hey, what's the difference between this name or this thing or this thing or this thing? This sounds really awesome. What do you think of this? What do you think of this? Right? There's so many stupid names for life insurance out there. And I think that's primarily for two reasons. One, of course, a company wants to differentiate themselves and come up with something cute and come up with some name about it. But two, a lot of times they're just trying to mask their insecurities about using what is ultimately life insurance. Because really, most of these strategies that you hear about, they can usually be summed up in just a few categories. So I'm going to talk about that today, because recently I had many of you reach out and said, hey, Chris, I heard about this new wealth accelerator thing. I can throw in $500,000 and make $25 million in retirement income. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. So there's things like that that come out that get me really to question it, because there's all these cute little names. I want to just demystify everything, right? I want to just get it out there, tell it as it is, so you guys don't have to keep second guessing and wondering, what is this latest and greatest thing, which isn't latest and greatest at all. So, all right, so here it is, all right? Because we got all these names, but what do we do with it? All right, so number one, we all know, I'm going to start simple, we all know what term insurance is. Term life insurance is you buy insurance that's on you for a certain period of time. If you die during that time, you get a death benefit. Well, you don't, but somebody else does, right? They get the death benefit. Your family, your heirs get that death benefit. And that's it. It's simple. It's just like car insurance. You live, you die, you pay taxes, right? And if you do it right, you won't have to pay, your family won't have to pay taxes on life insurance, because it's supposed to come to you tax-free. So at least it's death and no tax instead of death and taxes, right? So we all know term life insurance is just death insurance. And that's the simplest form that there is. It's known to be cheap, inexpensive, but people don't keep it for their whole lives. Why? Because that's the way insurance companies designed it to be. I just got off an interview recently with someone talking about Dave Ramsey, and he was ripping into this life insurance agent. It's actually kind of a fun video. I'm going to probably do a reaction video to this one, because the insurance agent didn't do a great job on this either. But Dave Ramsey, he just said, why? Like, you don't need life insurance when you're older, because he was taught the same thing I was taught as a traditional mainstream financial advisor, which is, you know, when you get to be 65 years old and you have enough assets, you get rid of the death benefit, right? You get rid of life insurance and you're done. Well, that is awesome if you're a life insurance company, because that just means you spent all this money, never used it. And so what? Why would you pay into it for so many years and then never get a benefit from it? But people won't keep term life insurance long-term, because it gets more expensive every year or every time you renew as you get older, because you're more likely to die. The older you get, the odds are definitely coming in our favor that mortality and death will catch up to us, right? That's where, you know, we got to keep that in mind. So when we talk about this, it's just death insurance. Most people will never keep their insurance policy long-term because it's too expensive. By that point, you end up paying your entire death benefit by the time you're 77 to 80 years old. People drop it and insurance companies love it. They love it because term life insurance hardly ever pays out. In fact, most companies I've talked to say about 0.5% to maybe 1% of all insurance policies, term insurance policies, will ever pay out. That's it. Imagine if you're an insurance company and you think, okay, I'm looking at these different products. All right, there's this whole life insurance and these other insurances we'll talk about in a second, right? We got all those. But we got this term insurance and almost nobody, none of these pay out. It's all profit for a company. What should we promote? Oh, by the way, bonus, it's cheap. So people love it because it's cheap. I think we should sell more term insurance, which is why you see so many companies offering term life insurance and taught guys, even like Dave Ramsey, taught them to say things like, hey, you get to be 65 years old or so, which is before most people die, cancel it. Get rid of life insurance. You don't need anymore. You just let your stuff be the taxable life insurance that gets left behind to your family, which, by the way, of course, in many cases, your crap is taxable when you die. So that's one thing about life insurance. I'm not going to go more into term insurance there, but I just want to tell you term life insurance does have some meaning and purpose. It's great, especially for paycheck to paycheck. But let's move on to the other stuff. Okay, so the other ones. Now, we've heard things like, infinite banking, right? You've heard me talk about that on the show. There's also be your own banker. Was there a difference between that? What about cash flow banking, wealth formula banking, whatever, up your nose banking, right? I mean, there's so many different banking things out there. They're all pretty much referencing infinite banking. Now, there is a difference between them because when I reference my own, I'll say max ROI, infinite banking. I'll mention that because our thing is we get the biggest cash value guaranteed, right? That's our promise is one, we'll always show you your numbers. You don't have to go and apply for a policy before we'll show you numbers. No little sales gimmick. Two, the other thing that we show you too is that we won't do all this funny little math. There's people out there calling it banker's math. We'll say you'll make thousands of percent return on your cash value. No, you won't. That's bull crap. And then third is we also promise that we'll always have the highest cash value in any given situation if it's apples to apples. And so that's what we do. That's why we refer to as max ROI infinite banking because it's lowest cost, highest returning. Now we use whole life insurance for that. And there's three types of life insurances you'll usually hear about in this space. There's whole life insurance and there's two types of universal life. Generally you hear about plain old, well, there's really three types. There's plain old universal life, which is set more to bond rates, very, very low returns. There's indexed universal life, which is usually set to an index like the S&P 500, but they give you a floor and a ceiling. So you only get a certain range within that. And then you have variable universal life, which is set to funds that are like mutual funds in the stock market. They call them sub-accounts. And those things can make and lose however much money you want. So those universal life policies, there's all kinds of plans for them. You'll hear people talk about LIRP, L-I-R-P, life insurance retirement plan. You hear all that kind of stuff. Again, it's all basically just saying, this is life insurance. Here's a retirement plan or supplemental retirement. Here's how you can use it. And get tax-free money even before you're 59 and a half, unlike the Roth IRA, right? So, I mean, they give you all these cute names. But ultimately, like when you hear most of the names out there, it's usually referencing something like whole life insurance. You'll even hear people throw out tax code numbers and things like that. Again, it's never anything new under the sun. They're just trying to make it sound special. I will tell you, in the life insurance space especially, most of the time when they give it different fancy little names that doesn't refer to anything with insurance, it's usually because they're afraid to call it life insurance because they're afraid that you're going to think it's just death insurance and it's a waste and you should only buy term and invest the difference. And so they try to throw out these cute little names, but in truth, it's because they're insecure about it. The reason that we know we're pretty secure about it and that's awesome, especially given the right circumstances, is because we know we do a great job, right? We don't hide it. We don't have to. And it drives me nuts that the entire industry feels a need to have to hide that these are life insurance plans that do work as opposed to the traditional plans, even traditional whole life. It's kind of crap. Okay. Just so you know, the traditional whole life, even traditional infinite banking is not the kind of stuff that we do as a company because we don't like it. It's way too expensive, takes too long. And this is the point where actually Dave Ramsey and us do agree. I know it's a shock. I agree with Dave Ramsey once in a while. So anyways, that's what that is. But if you've heard wealth formula banking, cash flow banking, which by the way, I actually helped start some of those things. Those are all just people trying to put their own spin on it for their company. Okay. But just know it's not that complex. The biggest thing you have to understand is when do you use which for which situation? There's even fancy names for something called premium financing, which is another life insurance strategy that's a little bit different. Premium financing, simply put, is where banks actually lend you money to go and put into a life insurance plan. So that's why they call it premium financing, because you're financing the premium using bank's money. You get like a line of credit and use that money to fund a policy. Now, there's various ways to use it. You'll hear people talk about velocity banking is one, wealth accelerator. That's one, not to be confused with our academy, but they did mention something like that in a video a few weeks ago, and everybody's been going crazy wondering if this is the best thing ever because they said it was. And I would have to say that you could do better. I will just say this that much, and that they're overpromising and under-delivering, most likely in that scenario. So there's a lot of things they left out of there that are higher risk that I would not do. So anyways, all these kind of things thrown out there, but ultimately premium financing just says you're getting bank's money to pay it. I will tell you this, here's where you use each for each. I'm only going to talk about term life insurance, whole life insurance, and premium financing. I'm going to talk about those three specifically. Universal life, there's not really much of a purpose to use that, although it can be used as premium financing a little bit, but there are some risks that you have to understand. Term life insurance, who's this best for? This is best for those that are really paycheck to paycheck, need just basic coverage, and that's it. If you don't have enough money at the end of the month, if you're negative cash flow, if you don't even have any money at the end of the month, you may have a hard time even buying term insurance that's cheap. But term life insurance is cheap. It's a good temporary fix. Great to use for that purpose, especially if cash flow is tight. If money is tighter, where you don't have a lot of extra discretionary money every month, then don't worry about the other policies. Term life, and here's what I'll tell you. If you're going to get term life insurance, what we do with our clients, we actually set up convertible term life insurance so that you don't have to qualify again. And there are some cases you may want to requalify just to get some better rates. I actually have a client right now that we're requalifying them to get them a better rate because they haven't used tobacco for over a year and they can get better returns. So we're like, great, let's do the medical exam. We love it if we can get more money. But term life insurance, it's simple, it's easy, and it's affordable. And I believe that anyone, in fact, anybody should have at least some sort of life insurance or death benefit. I remember the best man at my first wedding. He was 24 years old. He was a pilot or studying to become a pilot. And he was going to cancel his other policy, which he did. But then I said, let's set up just some cheap term. He was single, didn't have any kids. He set up a $250,000 term policy. 9 months later, I get a letter from the insurance company that says, essentially, did you know he was going to die? No. Now, remember, this is before Facebook. This is before social media, and it was easy to keep connected. I had my Palm Pilot. He had his Palm Pilot. That tells you kind of what era this was. And I had no clue. And so I called his family and found out that, yes, he had passed away. Actually, the control tower, when they were doing some of their flight training, called his plane down too early, crashed him into a mountain. And so he passed away. His family, they were grateful. At least the college he was with had a $100,000 liability policy, but they were in the process of suing and going through a lot of legal court process. They said, Chris, we really hope we can get this $250,000 soon because we need this, and we need this to help pay for these bills. So you might even think, hey, I'm single, I don't need it. You know what? There might be a purpose for it too. So anyways, that's my little two cents on that. I'm going to have to do a separate podcast just about that death benefit later. Now, whole life, right? Now, when we talk about infinite banking specifically, this is better if you've got more cash. If you've got more discretionary cash to use, especially if you're accumulating cash to either one, retire, or more importantly, two, to start investing to create cash flow today, not tomorrow. This is the strategy to use. This is the primary strategy we have most of our clients using because we want to be able to build that money in a tax-free supercharged savings account where you're not earning just 0.nothing% at the bank while you get taxed on 0.nothing%, but you're able to grow and accumulate that money with very low cost of insurance, still let that money grow and accumulate tax-free, and you could put in about as much as you want within certain limits, but a lot more than what you could put in typical Roth IRA, more than you could even put into a 401k at many times, and other types of plans. So it allows you to put in a lot more money away and get leverage, but not just earn tax-free money on this money, but most importantly, use this money to invest now, to create passive income now, and make a spread on the money where you double dip. Because the cool thing with whole life insurance is you can get a line of credit against it that could be, say, 3%, maybe 4%. While you're earning 5%, you create that extra 1% or 2% spread while at the same time also investing, making 10+% if you're using like the people that we use in our consulting process. And so you're making double-digit returns plus because you're using life insurance instead of just using cash. That's the purpose that we use it for. It's also great for storing emergency reserves. You can keep that money there, but still earn more than 0.0%. And it's protected from lawsuits of creditors. And if that weren't enough, it's also not counted when you try to apply for financial aid for colleges. That is not counted as an asset. You could have millions in there and the colleges will not count it against you. So that's just a few of those type of benefits of why you'd use it. Now, the third one, this comes into where many of the people were asking me about this wealth accelerator thing, you know, or velocity banking. What is it? Okay, premium financing. Like I said, when you get to a certain point, now you can self-fund these things and then the bank comes in with more collateral behind it. But what it is, you're paying your insurance premiums. It could be whole life. It could be universal life. It could be one of these things. But what they're doing now is the bank's coming in with their own money. You still have to pay it back and they will charge you interest. And they'll usually set it to something like a LIBOR rate, which is pretty low right now, or some sort of index rate that they'll charge you on interest for that loan. But the interest just keeps getting accumulated into that line of credit that they get you. So they give you this line of credit to essentially fund a policy for X number of years. The ideal is that the money they give you plus the interest they charge you is less than the money you earn in the policy. Same kind of concept I just explained before, but now they're helping you pay the premiums. And then of course you pay them back at some point, you pay them off. There will probably be a point where you do have to pay off the bank. But the cool thing is whatever's left over, if you've got extra money left over in there above and beyond after paying them back, that's all pure profit, right? So in this particular video, they were introducing this thing called Wealth Accelerator. They said you can dump in $500,000. Here's a 45-year-old dumps in $500,000. The bank then finances the rest after that. Yeah, your cash value it gets eaten away a little bit, but then it comes back up eventually, which is the case with premium financing. And then eventually down the road, you start pull off, you know, after maybe 10 years or so, you start pull off a little bit of retirement income, growing it over time. By the time you're like 90 plus years old, you pull out $25 million. Now, concept-wise, I have to admit, I mean, it sounds amazing. Put in $500,000 to pull out $25 million in retirement total. That sounds pretty awesome, right? It sounds almost too good to be true. Well, in some ways it is because the assumed returns in there were a little bit high and they didn't address what would happen if the market goes down for the next few years because they were using an index universal life in that example. The market goes down, you actually don't make money nearly as much as they're showing. They're just showing us flat 7%, which for index universal life, 7% is very, very high. Remember, I used to sell these. I used to sell those things. I was selling them before they got popular. And even then, it was a little bit iffy. And they had higher limits back in those days. We had higher caps than what they're paying now. And they can change those caps and move them around all they want. So anyways, the thing is, these things are great. But I would say this. Any premium financing case, whether it's Kaizen method, Velocity Plus, or whatever it is, right? Again, these are not bad strategies in and of themselves, but you do need to put your own money into it. And they might show you like 14% returns, you know, over time. Well, the truth is I can make 14% plus returns overall with my real estate. I can make more than that even. Now they're talking about like dead cash sitting around. Sure, that's one way to make use of your dead cash. But how about this? Rather than having to put your own money in, what if you didn't have to put any money in at all? What if the bank would 100% finance everything? So you wouldn't have to put any of your own money in and you only use their money. That is a strategy I'm more like because you know what that return is called? That's not a 14% return. That's called an infinite rate of return because you don't put any money in. You really, they're putting their money in. You're doing the same thing to the bank that they do to you. You just turn around and use it in your favor. You use their money to make more money than you do. Now, again, there's some risks and time frames could be different. It can go back and forth. But the cool thing is that you don't have to put any money into those plans. So here's a strategy I recommend for that. Now, this strategy, you need to have a net worth of at least $10 million. So if you're not the net worth of $10 million, don't even worry about this strategy, right? It's going to require you to put your own money in and your returns go down. And I don't want you guys to do that. It's not worth it. You can do wealth. You can do your own infinite banking with that up until that point and go and double dip on your investment returns right now. Just so you know, that premium financing strategy is like a long-term strategy. It's really better for like 20 plus years out. But if it means that you, of course, could get leverage with that, and in 20 years, it becomes almost like this infinite return pension that you can get, almost like a retirement plan you get by putting nothing in, hey, that's awesome. You do need to have collateral. So what I recommend you do is this. If you're not to that $10, $15 million net worth point yet, and that includes home equity, that includes businesses and everything else, if you're not there yet, focus on the infinite banking plan instead. And again, we've got plenty of videos on that, plenty of content. You can always reach out to us to ask more questions on that at moneyripples.com. But start there, build up the cash in there. And the cool thing is you can actually use the cash that's in there growing tax-free, earning decent returns. You can use that as a collateral for that next plan where you pay nothing, getting an infinite rate of return. So that strategy is what I recommend to our one-on-one clients more. But again, if you're not at $10 or $15 million net worth, don't even worry about it. That's down the road. That's something that's better. And yes, it's an amazing option, but don't worry about it right now. So anyways, guys, that's what I have for you today. Like all these dumb names, these stupid names that they give you, it's all just marketing. It's all just fluff. But really when it comes down to it, you got term insurance, you got infinite banking with whole life, and you've got premium financing. Everything else is just noise. If you have questions about that, like I said, reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. See you there.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
You've heard me talk about American Furniture Warehouse here in the Houston area. Are you amazed yet at their huge in-stock selection of quality furniture? But even more so, their prices? From modern sofas, leather sectionals, to beautiful dining sets and bedrooms, AFW has exactly what you need to create the perfect room for you. At American Furniture Warehouse, they make beautiful homes happen for less with their no-pressure buying process, everyday low prices. Shop or find your closest showroom at AFW.com.